glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Romans chapter 5, verse 1, one of my favorites. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Well, looky here, it's Friday. Yes, this February 15th, 2019. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to see you. I pray that you're just having a wonderful, wonderful week. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and did you have a good time? Aubrey and I exchanged gifts yesterday, and in effect, Hannah had her birthday. Hannah, our daughter, Hannah turned 13 a few days ago, and so we kind of did it a little differently yesterday because there were just several things that was going on the last week or so. So last night I took Hannah out for her birthday. Took her to one of her favorite restaurants. She loves Chinese food. I'll tell you what, if you want to get on my daughter's good side, just buy her some Chinese food. And she is good. I mean, really. So, instead of taking my wife out, I took our daughter out, had a nice little date, and my wife and I, we went to a couple of Valentine's things and dinners and gatherings last week, and we got another one this weekend. So, but wanted to make my daughter feel good. She's 13. 13 going on like 40, I'll tell you. So that's what we did yesterday. Just another mark on their timeline, on her timeline, really. Making those memories so, so important. So that was my day yesterday, and I'm looking forward to half price Valentine's Day candy today. That's for sure. All that chocolate, all that good stuff. My name is Joey Kroll. It is so good to see you. It is, of course, Friday. Lots of stuff going on in the next couple of days. The Farm Hands Gospel Quartet will be in concert tonight at Trinity Lutheran Church in Urbana at 7 p.m. Also, Bismarck First Church of Christ will be hosting their Gospel Sing on Sunday the 24th. Not this Sunday, but the Sunday after, the 24th. The Jakes Boys Music Ministry will be at the Dewey Community Church in Dewey, Illinois this Sunday at 4 p.m. All this and more on our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And there's an upcoming Bible study at the end of this month in Mahomet for you to take advantage of. So lots of great stuff coming up in the next several days, weeks, and months. Take a look at the entire list of things you can do with you and your spouse, you and your family, at greatnewsradio.org. Click on New Events. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about problems. That's not like fun. No, we're going to be talking about the storms of life, because I'll tell you what, they are guaranteed. They really are. They are guaranteed. We will experience storms. I mean, you may say, well, brother, I'm not in a storm right now. I say, well, you enjoy your trip, all right? Enjoy it, and when you come back, there's probably going to be a storm waiting for you. So we're going to be talking about the storms of life today and find some encouragement in the midst of them as well. From Matthew chapter 8, right after this, on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Listener Supported Great News Radio.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
Yes, he is.
All the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good. All the time.
Here we go.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good
you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear, He will guide you, He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you, and His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
We were sinners and so unworthy, still for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies, they will never end.
God is good all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
Yes, He is.
God is good all the time.
Yeah. Though I may not understand all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see that God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good. God is good all the time.
Do you believe it tonight? Sing it together.
God is good all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good. God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good. God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good. All the time.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll here with you. And I'll tell you what, there are times, as children of God, as people who walk through this life, we will have this thing called storms in life. I mean, we go to the doctor and we get a bad report. We get a phone call in the middle of the night. We go into the boss's office and get a and receive a pink slip, and we don't know what the next call will bring, do we? And we're going to be talking about when the storms of life come raging. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn, if you are able to Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. It says, "And when He got into the boat," that's Jesus, "His disciples followed Him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but He was asleep. And they went and woke Him, saying, 'Save us, Lord, we are perishing.' And He said to them, 'Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?' Then He rose and rebuked the wind and sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, 'What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey Him?'" Now, friend, we see four different things here in Matthew chapter 8. First of all, we see the storm. We see the storm. In verse 24, it says, "Behold, there arose a great storm on the sea." I'll tell you what, I remember back in the day before I met my wife, I was obviously single before I got married. And when I was in my single days, I used to go down to Florida every year. And I absolutely loved going down to the beach at night and standing there on the shore and seeing the moon and the stars and hearing the waves come in. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. But this is not the type of waves going on there. These waves were raging waves that was coming into the boat. They were in the middle of a storm. Now, storms like this were very common on the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee is an unusual body of water. I don't know if you've ever been on any of the Israel trips here with Great News Radio, but the Sea of Galilee is below sea level, and it's surrounded by mountains. And so, and just the way that it's located, it was susceptible to sudden storms. I mean, just the way it was located, storms can come brewing at any given time. And friend, that's the way life is too. Things could be fine one moment, and the next the bottom drops out. Things were going great, and then tragedy happens. Things were going great until you hear you're losing your job. Things were going great until your spouse tells you they don't love you anymore. Things were going great until you find out your car dies and you absolutely have no money to fix it. Jesus said in John 16:33, I have said these things to you, watch this, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. You will have tribulation. Jesus is saying pain is guaranteed. We will have trials. We will have grief. We will have tribulations. We will have storms in our life. We are guaranteed to have the wind knocked out of us. Death is certain. Pain is certain. Brokenness is certain. Jesus says you will face trials. We will have storms. But in the midst of this context here, in the midst of this passage, we see the storm. But there's another thing that we see here. We see the Savior. Matthew 8:24, and behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he, Jesus, was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, save us, Lord, we are perishing. Think about this. There's a storm brewing. In fact, the water is getting inside of the boat, and Jesus is sleeping. Now, there's a theological thing there that shows Jesus' humanity side. He's 100% man, 100% God, and we see his humanity there. He's sleeping. And isn't it funny, though? While they were stressing on the boat, while they were worried, while they were scared, while they were terrified, while they were overwhelmed, Jesus is sleeping. Friend, do you know why? Because he had it all under control. Jesus had it all under control. Friend, if you are a child of God, no matter what happens, the Lord is in your vessel. Jesus is in your boat, and you are in his hands. Psalm 37, verse 23, it says, the steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Watch this. Though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed, for the Lord is holding his hand. Psalm 37, 23. Yes, we'll have storms, but hallelujah, we have the Savior in our boat. We have the Savior. We have Jesus in our vessel. We have him in our boat, and he has us in the midst of his hands. So we not only see the storm, we not only see the Savior, but we see his peace as well. Verse 26, he says, why are you afraid, O you of little faith? Then he rose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm, a great calm. He spoke, and there was peace. Where there was chaos, where there was anxiety, where there was fear, Jesus brought peace. See, God has the ability to either calm the storm or calm you in the midst of the storm. As he brought peace to that situation, friend, he can bring peace to the trial, the problem, the circumstance that we are in. So we see the storm. They're guaranteed. We see the Savior. Hallelujah. He's in our boat. We see his peace that surpasses all understanding. And finally, we see his power Verse 27, and the men marveled, what sort of man is this that even the winds and sea obey him? Friend, he rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea, and when he did, the winds fell silent, and the sea became as a sheet of glass. Just as easily as he had healed the sick, casted out the devils, he was able to control the storm. You know what that reminds me of? Genesis 18:14. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Do not forget that he has the power to tell cancer to get out of a body. He has the power to open doors that no man can shut. He has the power to prolong the life of a furnace. Praise the Lord. He has the power to bring life into a dead situation. He has the power to restore what the locusts have eaten. There's a story of a young boy coloring in an airplane. He was flying on an airplane. He's like 7 or 8 years old. And during the flight, the plane experienced some crazy turbulence where everyone was instructed to fasten their seatbelts. And then just as suddenly as it began, the turbulence ended. And one passenger noticed that the little boy didn't even flinch. And the passenger says, well, you are one brave little boy. While the rest of us were all scared, us adults here, we were so nervous, but you were so brave. And the little boy put his crayons down and looked at that passenger and said, my dad is the pilot and he's taking me home. Friend, when you and I know who is in the cockpit of our lives, we can have a peace that surpasses all understanding. So friend, no matter what kind of situation you're in, if you are a child of God, know that the Lord is in your vessel. Know that he has the power to turn things around, and know he has the ability to bring peace to the situation.
All who sail the sea of faith find out before too long how quickly blue skies can grow dark and gentle winds grow strong. And suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes he calls us settle any sea, but it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes he calms the storm and other times he calms his for each trial that we pass through in life. Though we're shaken, we cannot be pulled apart from Christ. No matter how the driving rain beats down on those who hold to faith, a heart of trust will always be a quiet, peaceful place. But it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes he calms the storm and other times he calls it. The wind and waves go wild. Sometimes
Yeah, sometimes he calms the storm, and sometimes he calms us in the middle of the storm. That's music from Scott Crepane right here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address. I'd love to hear from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. And friend, I pray that you've just been so encouraged this week here on Great News Radio. I hope you've been edified and uplifted. And we are able to do so because of God's people rallying around this ministry and making sure that it's going and growing. Consider being part of the giving family here today in the month of February. We're halfway through the month. Your gift of any amount really does make a difference. You can give online at greatnewsradio.org and click on donate, or you can write to us. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And thank you, thank you, thank you for believing in and investing in this radio ministry. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones here, and I'm going to enjoy my weekend. I'm going to do that. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.